Задание А8, А14. Слушайте рассказ молодого человека о его опыте обучения в школе пилотов. Выполните задание А8, А14, обводя цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Recently, I've got my pilot's license for a single engine aircraft. I got interested in flying a plane because of, you see, our chemistry teacher in high school was also an instructor. He was completely fanatical about aircrafts. He knew that my father had a plane, just the one he had always wanted to have. It was a good plane. Strangely, my father had never suggested that I go on an aviation science. I guess I would have never learnt to fly a plane but for my teacher. Thanks to him, I went to the local airport. There I took a discovery flight for $20. The day was beautiful. The sky was clear when we did it. The instructors were nice. They fly you around, and when you're in the air, they let you actually handle the plane. For a minute or two, I was controlling the aircraft, which was great. Unfortunately, my dad had never allowed me to handle his plane. So I signed up right away to be on my track to getting my license. They said it'd take about a year or a little more. For some people, it takes a lot longer to get their license. There's a minimum of 55 hours of flight time. You have to fly at night to do solo time and all that stuff. So I started off and I was doing pretty well. I enjoyed the course immensely. Time flies. It was the end of the school year and my final exams were fast approaching. I still had a month and a half before I was supposed to get my license. I was planning on getting my license around the same time when I was supposed to go off to college. My actual instructor had left somewhere, so I got a new one. My new instructor started quizzing me on the stuff that I was supposed to know. And I was like, I've never heard about it. And he was like, you're supposed to have learned these chapters by now. He expected that my old instructor had told me, like, learn this chapter for the beginning of October and that chapter for the middle of November. But he hadn't. So I had to take a written test on all the theory behind the flying. I really had to study hard for my test in a week. Luckily, I passed it, and I got 82 points. You had to get 70 points or above to pass. 82 is nothing to be proud of, actually. It was a pretty easy test, but 82 is just fine with me. And then it turned out that I needed more hours of flying, because they had changed the regulations on getting a license a week before I was going to get my license. That meant that I had to keep flying with my instructor on weekends. It was really annoying, and that took another 5 months. I remember being completely heartbroken, and there was a time when I was ready to quit the whole thing, but then my family was like, "We are not wasting all this money for you not to get your license." All in all, it probably totaled about a little over $3,000 to get my license. One day, I had to do an extended flight for, I think, 300 miles. My instructor made me do some things that are really nerve-wracking, and they made me sick in my stomach. I really hated doing them, and I was really glad that we stopped at the point when we did it, because I was feeling pale and cold and not in good condition. At last, my instructor said, "All right, you've passed the test, just land the plane." Finally, I got my license. I've had it for 9 months now, 9 months, and I haven't flown much since then. But I'm planning on going to the nearby airport here at college and getting checked out so that I can fly on a regular basis once a month or once a week if time permits.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Recently, I've got my pilot's license for a single engine aircraft. I got interested in flying a plane because of, you see, our chemistry teacher in high school was also an instructor. He was completely fanatical about aircrafts. He knew that my father had a plane, just the one he had always wanted to have. It was a good plane. Strangely, my father had never suggested that I go on an aviation science. I guess I would have never learnt to fly a plane but for my teacher. Thanks to him, I went to the local airport. There I took a discovery flight for $20. The day was beautiful. The sky was clear when we did it. The instructors were nice. They fly you around, and when you're in the air, they let you actually handle the plane. For a minute or two, I was controlling the aircraft, which was great. Unfortunately, my dad had never allowed me to handle his plane. So I signed up right away to be on my track to getting my license. They said it'd take about a year or a little more. For some people, it takes a lot longer to get their license. There's a minimum of 55 hours of flight time. You have to fly at night to do solo time and all that stuff. So I started off and I was doing pretty well. I enjoyed the course immensely. Time flies. It was the end of the school year and my final exams were fast approaching. I still had a month and a half before I was supposed to get my license. I was planning on getting my license around the same time when I was supposed to go off to college. My actual instructor had left somewhere, so I got a new one. My new instructor started quizzing me on the stuff that I was supposed to know, and I was like, "I've never heard about it." And he was like, "You're supposed to have learned these chapters by now." He expected that my old instructor had told me, like, "Learn this chapter for the beginning of October, and that chapter for the middle of November," but he hadn't. So I had to take a written test on all the theory behind the flying. I really had to study hard for my test in a week. Luckily, I passed it, and I got 82 points. You had to get 70 points or above to pass. 82 is nothing to be proud of, actually. It was a pretty easy test, but 82 is just fine with me. And then it turned out that I needed more hours of flying, because they had changed the regulations on getting a license a week before I was going to get my license. That meant that I had to keep flying with my instructor on weekends. It was really annoying, and that took another 5 months. I remember being completely heartbroken, and there was a time when I was ready to quit the whole thing, but then my family was like, "We are not wasting all this money for you not to get your license." All in all, it probably totaled about a little over $3,000 to get my license. One day, I had to do an extended flight for, I think, 300 miles. My instructor made me do some things that are really nerve-wracking, and they made me sick in my stomach. I really hated doing them, and I was really glad that we stopped at the point when we did it, because I was feeling pale and cold and not in good condition. At last, my instructor said, "All right, you've passed the test, just land the plane. Finally, I got my license. I've had it for 9 months now. Yeah, 9 months. And I haven't flown much since then. But I'm planning on going to the nearby airport here at college and getting checked out so that I can fly on a regular basis once a month or once a week if time permits.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.